Visiting Teaching Message, Increasing Our Faith in Jesus Christ. While serving as a member of the 70, Elder Stephen D. Nadald related the following experience. A stake president and I took the opportunity to visit a young woman. Her husband had been killed in a car accident. She was living in a modest apartment with her two young children. I suppose we expected to find her upset and discouraged. On the contrary, she was cheerful. She was calm. She was very gracious. She thanked us for coming and then said, "Brethren, I want you to know I believe in the plan of redemption. I am grateful to my Savior for the promise of a glorious resurrection with my husband. I am grateful for his redeeming sacrifice." Then, putting her arms around her two children, she said, "Our faith in Jesus Christ will see us through." Faith and Good Works. Ensign, May 1992, pages 82 and 83. This sister's humble declaration demonstrates how faith in the Savior can replace fear and doubt with hope and courage. Faith is necessary. In today's uncertain world, we may not know what tomorrow will bring, but faith in Jesus Christ can give us spiritual peace, even in the face of calamity and heartbreak. As President Ezra Taft Benson explained while serving as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, faith in Jesus Christ means believing that even though we do not understand all things, He does. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Ensign, November 1983, page 8. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the first principle of the gospel. See the fourth article of faith. By exercising faith, we receive strength to face difficulties and overcome temptations. As we put our faith in Him, repent, and are obedient, He will forgive our sins and help us return to Him. "If ye will have faith in Me," He has promised, "ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in Me." Moroni chapter 7, verse 33. Nurturing our faith. We study and practice to develop the skills we need in any earthly endeavor. So also do we develop faith. "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," the Apostle Paul explains, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles observes that simply hearing the words of doctrine can plant the seed of faith in the heart, and even a tiny seed of faith in Jesus Christ invites the Spirit. The Power of Teaching Doctrine. Ensign, May 1999, page 74. Once the seed of faith has been planted in our hearts, it must be nourished. Our faith in Jesus Christ is nourished as we study, search, and ponder the Scriptures, fast and pray, participate in sacred ordinances, keep our covenants, serve the Lord and others, sustain our church leaders, and obey the commandments. As our faith in Jesus Christ grows stronger, we learn to walk with faith in Him. "To have faith in Christ," says Sister Sherry L. Dew, second counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, "is to believe in Him, follow Him, and rely on Him. And it is to be blessed with the peace of conscience and mind that the Apostle Paul spoke of when he said, 'I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.'" Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Our Only Chance. Ensign, May 1999, page 67. End of Visiting Teaching Message, Increasing Our Faith in Jesus Christ.